Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all. This is your host, Robert Rogers, and you have just connected in to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show. We have a summit that we're convening for 2013 in the wonderful historic downtown area of Santa Fe, New Mexico, on February 21st through February 24th. We have 18 amazing presenters who are coming from across the United States and Canada to convene all together at the summit to convey some presentations about the many different options that people have discovered are helping to reverse their symptoms. People are going to be available to demo their work, to work with individuals on a private consultancy basis. We'll have many, many different vendor tables where you'll be able to meet and connect with some of these amazing individuals who are researchers, inventors, discoverers, and pioneers in their own right. On my show today, I have one of those amazing individuals who will actually be in person at the summit and presenting what it is that she has pioneered for the last 30 years, something called bioacoustics. Sherry Edward is from Ohio. Sherry, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It's great to be back.
Now, some listeners are going to want to talk with you, and we already have three individuals who have signaled they'd like to be able to connect in and have a discussion, but some listeners don't know anything about what bioacoustics is. Can you give them a brief snapshot preview?
Well, bioacoustics, literally life sounds. And just like people who deal with animals study bird whistles and frogs and dolphin whistles, we study the human voice. And the way that people could understand this the quickest and easiest way is that young man going through puberty, his voice changes in response to hormones. So we've just taken that many, many levels further, and we can see how people's voice change to stress and toxins and vitamins and genes and Lewy proteins and all those kinds of things.
Now, you have been working with individuals who have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease for several years pretty intensively. So you have over 100 individuals that you have consulted with. What have you discovered are the factors that are at play when a Parkinson's disease diagnosis is present?
Well, the very first thing is there's a problem with cell signaling, and that seems to be the most consistent thing. And I want to talk about that down the road, but let's back up a second. From the last time I was on the show, you have sent me probably 50 people who had a diagnosis of Parkinson's. And as we began to look at them, these people, because they were from all over the world, we were able at the clinic to put together an idea of the many faces of Parkinson's, because even though that bottom line is cell signaling, that the right signal isn't getting to a nerve cell or a muscle cell, we also found there's a lot of different patterns that are looked at as Parkinson's, but it really isn't. So several of the people you sent us actually had Lyme's disease, and one of the guys says, Parkinson's is a death sentence. Lyme's disease is curable. I love it. That was a strong statement, but we sent him to a specialist, and sure enough, it was Lyme. But we just had a lady last week, and she had very strong tetanus virus in her body that hadn't been turned over to make antibodies. The tetanus was causing her stiffness that they were calling Parkinson's, or stiff man syndrome, stiff person syndrome to be politically correct. But it was really the tetanus. So our goal now is to, I don't know what we don't dissolve it or yank it out, but to make it more livable with, or to antidote it, that's a good word, to antidote that live virus that her body was not able to do anything with. And those people usually have their feet are involved. They're either curling, the little toe side of the foot is a problem. Their muscles are very stiff. They can't turn and have balance, and their jaw is a problem, because you look at tetanus and it's lockjaw is how people usually look at it, but this is coming in and doing a lot of other damage to the muscles. And with the Lyme's people, they are just so immune depressed. They don't, or I should say suppressed or depressed, they don't really sometimes remember being bitten by a tick, but when we send them in to look to see what the body's doing, sure enough, it's there. We found lots of allergies. Number one allergy, grains. The carbohydrates in grains, the gluten and the gliadin. Now, these people have allergies, stomach upset, bowel issues, constipation. We also found some of them had their stomach muscles, now not the front stomach muscles, but the back stomach muscles, were in stress. And that's what was really the root cause. Those muscles became weak, and then they couldn't use potassium and choline and glutathione and other things that those muscles relate to. And that symptom for Parkinson's people is going to be not being able to turn over in bed. There was nerve degeneration, again, back to choline and glycine and glutathione. Receptor, amino acid receptors, dopamine receptors, GABA receptors. You know, you don't see much of that in the literature, but we had two people come in that had total body tremors. And we traced it back to the receptors that accept GABA, gamma-albuteric acid, and once those receptors are too open, then there is too much activity in the nerves, because that is a neuroexciter, and so you get, there's the tremors, or part of the tremors. And we've had people with idiopathic tremors that respond really well to B5, but also one of the GABA receptors is very close to the frequency of B5, and that's the body runs on frequencies. That's the whole basis of bioacoustic biology, that as you speak, there's a frequency coming from your body. That's from the vocal cords. The vocal cords are connected to something called the recurrent laryngeal nerve. That nerve is in your parasympathetic nerve bundle. That's a direct conduit to the brain. So everything that happens in that nerve bundle keeping you in stasis is reflected through your vocal print. But we've looked at inflammation. That's a big one. Inability to use glutathione. GMO foods. One of the things, and just interrupt me anywhere, I feel like I'm just blathering on.
you're enthralling your audience, Sherry.
GMO foods, genetically modified foods. If you go look at the patent, they've taken out glutathione and taurine. Taurine feeds the muscles, feeds the heart muscles, strengthens all of the long leg muscles. And then glutathione helps the body make trimethyl and dimethyl glycine that control cell signaling. That's a biggie to get these people off of GMO foods, particularly the grains. And that's a big help. Sometimes it's milk that is causing inflammation. Sometimes it's peripheral neuropathy that is really due to a live measles virus. And so they're very weak in their hands shake and they can't turn around. They lack balance. So that's just some of what we found.
And you also personally discovered that GMO was a factor in your own health when you stopped eating GMO foods. I believe all of those problems resolved in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. They thought I had Parkinson's. And, you know, a lot of people out there, you get one symptom and, oh, you've got Parkinson's. You can't swallow well or you can't eat or you've got the shakes. And what it took for me was get rid of the wheat. I lost weight. I lost inflammation. I could swallow better. My sense of smell came back. You know, and all of these things about Lewy proteins and sense of smell, we have found that if you'll add liquid zinc to your diet, and I think Pure Encapsulations sell that. I'm not sure. They could call the office and get the link to that. But your smell will begin to come back when we give you the frequency of zinc or when you start taking a compound of zinc.
Well, that's exciting news, Sherry. My God.
It is, and because that lack of zinc and all of this glutathione helps make all of the amyloids in the brain that sometimes go along with Parkinson's. And we did a study. Let me bring up his file here of a man that had some dementia based on Parkinson's, or that's what they said at least. And when we began to look at his charts, it was dopamine chaperone proteins. And we found these in the database, the government database, and his doctor hadn't even considered them. So when we were able to give them the frequencies for that, that started to, the shakes, he was one that had all over body shakes and tremors, I should say, be professional here. But that was the issue. He also had his GABA straight open. He had two dopamine receptors that was a problem. He had interacting G proteins, and all of that we can find in the databases that we've created from mainly from those 50 or so people that you sent to us. So we're very indebted to you.
Well, and to all the people who connected with you and provided their own voice profile so that you could do all these marvelous analyses. Now, Sherry, you're going to be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe from February 21st starting, and then also doing an extra training session for people after the summit. Are you going to be available to do private consultations for people at the summit?
Let me answer that. That's three questions at a time. Yes, I'm going to be at the summit. Yes, I'm going to be there personally, but we found out from the last summit, if you don't have somebody where you are to follow up, you might as well not see me personally. And we've had, six or seven people contact us, and they don't have anybody in their area. So we came up on this brilliant idea. Why don't we do a two-day teach people how to do their own programs and their own evaluations. And by the way, I forgot radiation. That has been a biggie, that people are radiation poisoned and they're getting Parkinson's symptoms. So anyway, back to the summit. We're going to do a two-day summit, the Monday and Tuesday, and there's people already signed in as far away from England doing this, but we're going to allow them to take the course and bring a support companion with them. They'll both come for the same fee. We charge $1,200 for this course normally, and then people have to buy their software. With this course, because I see an absolute epidemic of the cell signaling diseases, they can pay their fees, they can bring another person with them, and we are going to give them the software. It's $1,200 worth of software that they would normally have to buy. And we're going to give them a choice based on their symptoms. And the symptoms, the many faces of Parkinson's is what I'm going to talk about. So they'll get to see, okay, I have this symptom, this is what I really have, or this symptom. So we have a Parkinson's influence, all the outside stuff that cause it, and then we have one called Parkinson's Commons. And that's a smattering of a lot of things. If you have this symptom, if you have this frequency, then your Parkinson's is coming from tetanus, that kind of thing. A whole thing on spasticity, dystonia, tremors, tetanus, allergies, wheat sensitivities, Lyme disease, revoice, which those are the people who've lost their ability to speak and swallow, inflammation, radiation exposure, something called methylation mapping, and that tells them where they got this issue, whether it's dopamine or serotonin. Are you still there? You sound very...
Yes, no, we're all at the edge of our seats, Sherry, listening.
Oh, methylation mapping, which will tell them, is this coming from the inability of the body to processed nitrogen? Is it coming from dopamine dehydrogenase? Is it whatever it's coming from, they'll be able to look at this map, and we're going to be doing a map for everyone in that class so that they can watch this Parkinson's, and then we know how to reduce it. But I think the biggest thing, remember last time we were on the show, we talked about putting a bioacoustic center in every community?
Yes, yes, I do indeed.
And we have one in Georgia now, one in Florida, one just beginning in Australia, so it's coming. But the three or four people that have already asked me to do appointments, and I'll put them on the top of the list if we can find somebody to help them. But what we would like to do is teach them to do their own, have them bring a companion that could learn to do this so they can not only do it for themselves, but take the software back and do it for other people. Most Parkinson's folks have a network of other people they know that have Parkinson's. So this is a way that we think we can help and support what is going on in the Parkinson's community.
This is truly empowering the people then to take charge of their own health.
Absolutely. Self-health. We love that.
Self-health. It sounds really exciting. Now, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more or find out more about your two-day training program that will be Monday and Tuesday, February 25th and 26th?
They can go to your site. We sent you some things that you... Are you going to post those?
Yes, I have not yet, but I'll do that later today.
Okay, so they can get in touch with you. They can call our office, 740-698-9119. They can write to me, just Sherry Edwards, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com. They can go to our website, soundhealthoptions.com. All of those ways to get in touch with us. Or they can call you. Can they call you? And
oh, of course they can. And they can also go on the Summit website, where we'll have details about your follow-up training. And that website is www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com. So let's take some callers who'd like to be able to connect with you, Sherry, and talk some about their situation. Area code 808, you are on the air.
Hi, Sherry. This is Tom Henderson. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
I was diagnosed with Parkinson's 5 years ago, and you and I have met in the past. I was the on-site coordinator for the Message Company when you were doing the sound healing conferences at the La Fonda Hotel.
That is great.
But since then, since Jim Berry has passed away, we haven't really had a conference because his legacy died when he passed away. So, but nonetheless, I'm interested in learning more about how I can participate in the 2-day workshop that you're going to do after the this is going to be right after the conference, correct?
Yes, and it's online as well as on site, so people don't have to come to us. We'd really rather they be there. We are going to limit the size to 20, so people need to get into us soon. There is an application that I hope is up on our website by now. If not, it's been sent to me, and if somehow you can get me your email, just write to me at Sharry Edwards, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com, and I will send you all of these posters that list what's going on. You get to choose. If you sign up by February 5th, you get to choose, I think it's 4 of these softwares. After that, I think it's 2. We'll have to look at the flyer. But we're providing you with an abacus software anyway, and nutrition just for signing up for the class. And the abacus tells you what frequencies you should be looking at in your voice. I did a little bit of your voice while you were talking, and you have very strong A sharps in your voice. And A-sharps deal usually with dopamine and B12 being in stress. No, not dopamine, L-DOPA. So if we can get you to talk just a little bit more, I only had 53 hits, but I could give you some general direction. When were you diagnosed and what's your symptoms?
I was diagnosed 5 years ago. My symptoms began being a left foot dragging, so I had a stumbling motion in my movement from my left side of my body. And since then, I have had slight tremors, and I've had sort of a completely emotional imbalance, so that I have a tendency to fall backwards. And so my balance is a little bit out of sync. Doing yoga and Tai Chi have been two things that have helped me considerably. I also do some Qigong, but the most important thing that I can do is get out and exercise. So I have a gym membership, and I do hiking. I live in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I hike up to the top of a mountain to meditate and do Qigong every morning. And so I'm...
Okay. I have your voice. Have you had a tetanus shot?
I'm sure that I have. I don't know how recent it is.
Okay, we're looking at tetanus in your voice, and I'm looking at some radiation.
What's the second thing?
Radiation. And if you'll give me a minute, I will get what radiation it is. But you also have B12 in stress. I'm sorry, B5. Your note is A, and that's B5, is way over the top. Normal's a 42, and you have a score of 189 on not being able to use B5. So in order to use B5, you need something called pantotene. You can go to your health food store and ask them for a complete B5. That also helps open and close some of your dopamine receptors. There's one GABA receptor. Out of nine, there's one GABA receptor. That's the node of A. So the tremors may be helped a bit with just using the B5. It's called pantothenic acid, or there's calcium pantothenate, and the just pantothenic acid with its cofactors, pantotene, usually works better. Do you have any stiffness?
Pantothenic acid? Yeah, I have a little bit of stiffness. Yeah, I have, my stiffness shows up when I try to put on a T-shirt or when I try to pull my pants up. There's a stiffness. It's just my body doesn't want to move. It's like almost humorous. It's like a cartoon scenario, It's like here I am trying to pull my pants up and my arms aren't moving. And the other thing I have a hard time with is opening containers.
That's zinc, so you've probably got some smell loss. That's one of the keys. Opening the container, the frequency for the pad of the thumb is the same frequency as zinc. The body is so incredibly redundant. And I'm feel bad that I just interrupted you, but I just saw something in your chart that I think is going to be very helpful. You have no F in your chart, zero, and you should have 42. And that is dimethylglycine. I just looked it up, and it is for stiff muscles. Now, you can get trimethylglycine, which is sort of kind of okay. It's another name for it's Bentane. But go to your health food store and see if they have dimethylglycine. And that's a wheat problem, too, because glycine and glutathione are the wheat issues. But you only have a little bit here on one end of your chart that is totally overblown, and then the rest of the chart is very weak. But this is not a good way to do that, through your phone, through Blog Talk Radio, through my phone. If you really want us to do an evaluation and see where you are and look at your management reports, you can call our office. We'll send you information on how to send us two vocal prints, and then we can tell you what's going on. We'll send you back. It's a 2 or 3 page report. We found this, 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 and this. And you don't have to come to us unless you want us to do something with that, with frequency. And there's
something. What is the location?
We're in Ohio. We're straight across the state from Cincinnati. It's really
in Columbus, Ohio?
84 miles south of Columbus. It's really nowhere, Ohio. But we love it when people come to visit, but we also understand that it's kind of hard to travel when you have these kinds of issues. And if you're located near a practitioner, then we can refer you there. Or, and you have a strong voice, or you did when you first started talking. If we could train you, then you could train others to do the same thing with this same software. And we gave away the Parkinson software for almost a year for anybody who wanted to go out and help others. That's probably something that we'll do again.
And so the two-day training that you're going to do, is that going to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
It will be in Santa Fe or online. You are welcome to join us. I would love it. Call the office tomorrow. Get yourself signed up, and we'll all be happy.
Yeah, to clarify, the Parkinson's Recovery Summit with all of the workshops and presentations and experiences is from February 21st in the evening, which is a Thursday through Sunday, February 24th. There's a break in the afternoon, and then Sherry's training begins that next Monday, that following Monday. And that will also be held at the La Fonda Hotel, the same hotel where all of the summit workshops are being presented.
We're going to start at 9 and put all the computer programs in everybody's computer right there on the spot. If you got a laptop or a desktop, whatever you want to bring, we're going to load those for you and then teach you to use each of them with each other. So by the time you walk out of there, you'll be able to look and see the allergies people may have, whether or not they have Lyme's disease, whether or not they have wheat sensitivities, what the root cause of their issue is. And we're trying to teach it in a way so that you can help yourself first, but then go back and help other people. And that's why we're also allowing that companion to come with you. So if you get a little tired or you don't catch it all, you got a friend right there with you. And there's also going to be a study group attached to this. So you're going to get help all along.
Great. That sounds great. So, yeah, I'll call your office tomorrow. That's 740-698-9119.
Yes, Eastern Time, 9 to 5.
Yeah, I'm in Park City, Utah currently with my sister, but I currently live in Honolulu. So setting up a clinic in Honolulu to be able to help Parkinson's patients would be something that I would be interested in participating in.
There's one lady named Anna on the main island, but she doesn't specialize in Parkinson's. But there is a couple there that will get you in touch with, and maybe you can all just form a study group depending on where you are. That'd be great.
Yes. That sounds great. It was really great talking to you. Thank you very much. I'll let you take another call so that some other people have a chance to participate as well.
Thanks so much for calling in. Area code 724, you are on the air.
Oh, good evening. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
Oh, good.
Talk to us about what's going on with you. And I'm going to be doing an evaluation, so talk for a minute or so.
Okay, I have Parkinson's, and I'm currently having to take medication for it. I think I've had it for quite some time, but managed through my own efforts to stave it off before I was even diagnosed. So the diagnosis kind of came late for me because I was able to keep it at bay myself. My questions are kind of with what your program is. I'd like a better understanding of that, how it works. Getting the voice information, and then how it works from exactly how it works from there. It's changed over to computer information, I'm assuming, and I guess the computer printout, is that what gives you all the information as to what the sources of the problems are and what you should be taking and getting?
Wow, lots of questions. Great questions, by the way. When somebody comes to our office, we set them down in our lab and we put a microphone in front of their face and we say, talk to us for 30 seconds. We have them do it twice. and then we see what's common in both charts, and then that's, we look at 100,000 different points in their chart, and the computer pulls the 24 most important frequencies that it thinks is a problem. And how we ended up doing these computer programs is we had maybe 10 people who had stiff muscles. So we did all 10 of their charts. Actually, we did two of each. And we found out what was common, and then we tried to provide that by nutrients or by frequency that really entrains the brain. It's like you hear music and you're beaten to the music and the body's moving. Well, we found a way to entrain your brain. Well, think of your brain as a central processing unit. And then you have all of this neural networks. We found a way to make the frequency that we're supplying, just like music in the room, but it's very low, like kind of low. And we found a way to make the nerves and the skin take that back to the muscles. And we did that in the beginning with people who were in car accidents and were paralyzed. So we know that's what's happening because we could make their muscles move. So once we find out what's going on, we hook you up to biofeedback equipment, and we provide you the frequencies. Sometimes we'll have you hold a piece of paper, and we film all of this, and okay, the tremor stopped when we played this combination of sounds. Or the person had more stomach strength, or they could get up out of the chair, or they could speak better, or they could talk better. So we go looking for outcomes based on your particular case, and then we compile all that, and we look at Parkinson's common. Like, we know the note of dopamine is D sharp. That comes up a lot. We know that B5 and dopamine receptors are the note of A. So there's some common things that we look at in people's charts. We look at cell signaling issues. I never can pronounce this, I'll just give you the frequency for it, which I'm not supposed to do. It's a note of B, and it's about 30 cycles per second. When that is missing from your voice, then you have a cell signaling issue that's electrical. And we look at 30 cycles and then 60 cycles per second. So sometimes people get really sensitive to electricity, and that can cause this cell signaling. The way your cells talk to each other is using minerals, something called cell salts. And this is an exaggeration, but you have this bunch of cell salts playing on the outside of your cell, and along comes a signal that the brain created, and it's being carried by a cell salt, a mineral, that has a positive or a negative magnetic potential. So here's the thought, and it comes and it runs into this cell, that, and maybe it's positively charged, and it'll knock off a negatively charged cell salt, like choline. But the message is within everything that touched the cells. So here you have this sequence of how the cells talk to each other and how your muscle gets fed electrically as well as from nutrients. So mostly we're looking at cell signaling diseases. If you have a wheat allergy, a gluten allergy, which you have a very high note of G, which means your minerals aren't doing well. You have a very, very high note of F, so serotonin's in stress in your body. Actually, D sharp is normal in your voice. It's 48, and that's dopamine. So your score, we can tell your score for dopamine is normal just by looking at your voice on a graph that the frequencies through the microphone into the computer divided up into notes of C sharp, D, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Well, like A is 440. Most people know A is 440, or C is 130. So we look at all the frequencies in your vocal print that the computer put up on a graph, and we say, this person's brain is getting too much of that frequency. What can we do for that frequency that represents serotonin to calm that down? And so we give you the nutrients, or the exercise or the food or the frequency to try to balance your chart. And your chart needs balance between F and B. Your electrical system of your body isn't doing what it ought to do. And I'll bet you $10 that you have that note of 30 cycles per second in stress because I was watching your voice while you were asking your questions.
So would someone need to use this equipment that gives the tones that's supposed to do the repairing? Would that be more like a permanent repair, or is it something you have to be constantly using in order to keep everything in line?
Well, there's two questions there. If you've got something in your house that's causing a problem, like some electrical issue, or you're eating wheat, and we tell you, get off wheat, and you keep eating wheat, then we're not going to be able to fix it.
Right.
But I'll just give an example. We had a lady that lived in a creosote house, and she was allergic to creosote, and she wouldn't move out of her house. So she built a glass enclosure inside her house. And if she's in a glass enclosure, she didn't need the sound. But if she went out to where she could smell and be with the creosote, she had to have her sounds. But we don't want you addicted to a sound any more than we want you addicted to a pill.
Oh, good. So this isn't wouldn't be an endless effort. I mean, ultimately, you'd hopefully get well from whatever is suggested.
Well, we hope, but remember, this is not a one-time deal. We had a doctor that had MS, and it took us 5 months to reestablish his nerves from his waist down because they had deteriorated. So that was a 5 month deal. And it is way less expensive for you to learn to do this yourself than to have us do it for you. And that's what we want. We want to teach everybody to take care of themselves. And then if they run into a problem, then call us and we'll help.
Okay.
Right now, people can download a free program. It's called Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. There's a two-hour class there to teach you how to use it, and it teaches you how to use it for allergies. And if you were looking at this, you could see that your note of C, which should be 42, is 1. Your note of A sharp is 0. Your note of B is 6, but in the wrong octave, it doesn't match the rest of your voice. And we can give you some of these frequencies. I'll give them back. I don't have them right here, but I'll give them to Dr. Rogers, okay? And he can post them. That the note of A is B5, and the note of D sharp is dopamine, and the note of E is norepinephrine, and the note of F is serotonin, and F is also the dopamine chaperone protein. I mean, we will go through and look at all of this and teach all of you to do this in that workshop, whether you're there online or whether you're sitting in the class. We want to teach you to take care of yourself. Health for the people, by the people. That's my goal, because I don't think we're being taken care of, and I don't think we're being protected. The idea that people have electrical issues in their muscles and they're still saying, okay, eat wheat, they're no, my opinion here, they're telling you, oh, it's okay to go poison yourself.
Well, I totally believe you. I very much see that. It's your responsibility for your own health, and people need to take that responsibility and do everything they can, not expect everyone else to, quote, fix them.
I totally agree. And when I look at the electricity in your body, and we can tell you where that is coming from. There is another program on our website, soundhealthoptions.com, that's radiation. And I think that's up there for people. And I think it's free. And if it isn't free, we'll make it free for Dr. Rogers' people, so that you can test your exposure to radiation. And as we're talking, I am trying frantically to find my radiation chart, because I think you've got, I can't even spell radiation here, R-A-D-I-A. I got to put the phone down a minute and type. Are we going to have any commercials or anything?
Here's a commercial. This is Robert Rogers. I am your host. You're connected to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. My guest today is Sherry Edwards from Sound Health Options, who is talking now with various callers about their voice profiles and making some suggestions about what they might do to be able to reverse whatever symptoms they might currently be experiencing. Sherry Edwards will be one of the guest presenters at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That event will be convening on the evening of Thursday, February 21st at 7 o'clock in the La Fonda Hotel, where you'll have an opportunity actually to experience the Foot Whisperer's magical foot garden, as well as ride, if you'd like, on the Geiger MD, which will be brought by Ed Gray from Florida. People are convening to the summit from across the United States, from Europe, from Alaska, from Hawaii, and across Canada. So it's going to be the event of the year for any and all persons who are interested in finding ways that they can get relief from whatever symptoms they might currently experience that are neurological in character. You can get more information about the summit by going to www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com. There you can see all the incredible guests that will be attending the summit, and you'll be able to make individual appointments in advance of the 21st, which I strongly recommend. There's only one person who will be there, and many of the persons are providing individual sessions or consultations. It's really going to be helpful for those of you who are coming to the summit to make sure that you make advance appointments, since once the people arrive, chances are they will indeed be filled up. So let's now return to Sherry Edwards and see if she's been able to locate that radiation chart.
That was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And your second caller here has her note of F so out of balance with the rest of it, I knew it was some kind of toxin. And it looks like it's strontium. Now, I can't tell for sure because I'm just getting generalizations here from your voice. I'm not getting specifics. But if it is strontium, its antidote is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that you can buy at your health food store. And what it interferes with is inositol and choline that helps feed your brain and your nerves.
That's interesting. I've been taking ATP. Maybe I need to be taking more.
Well, we just really need to look at your voice. Your ATP frequencies are in stress and not balanced. So it's either you don't have what you need to take with the ATP, but, you know, when you take ATP, it can send all of your garbage heavy metals into your body, and that may be what I'm seeing. You have a cell, and it has receptor sites on it, and a heavy metal like mercury or lead or something comes in and takes up that oxygen receptor site. And then oxygen comes along and says, you know, oh, can I please have my little site here? And the heavy metal says, go away, and knocks it across the aisle. But ATP will go in and knock out that heavy metal, but it's running around your system. So you need something that will bind with that heavy metal at the same time, some kind of clay or green cilantro kind of stuff, but something that will bind with the heavy metal at the same time.
Like a carrier.
Yes, and get it out of your system, and be sure and support your kidneys while you're doing this. You know, and for people who want to see these done on the air, every Tuesday we have something called Happy Hour. And I will just make Happy Hour about allergies and Parkinson's next week. And people who have Parkinson's can kind of call in, and we'll do their voice right on the air, and they can watch it happen because we televise this at the same time. But if you were looking at yours, you'd see there's a lot of yellow. Your D note is very low, so your liver's in stress. Your A sharp is non-existent, so there's some immune stress. And we do have a computer to look at immune stress. We have 71 different programs. And let me count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We're offering 12 programs, your choice of these programs, depending on your symptoms, at this summit. But we have 71 altogether. Like for yours, with your immune system gone, I would dump you into our immune program and see what the issue is. Is it genes? Is it nutrition? You know, what's going on? There's so much that we can do that you can't buy over the counter. You can't get at your local health food store or your doctor's office. They can't offer you to close down a GABA receptor without heavy medication and doping you. We have found a way to tap into the body. The body is run by frequencies. The brain, the neural network, we found a way to tap into that. Go look at our site. You'll see miracles. And there is a free video. Here's the address. soundhealthoptions.com/secretstash.html, and there's two videos waiting for you. We don't give that out on the site.
That sounds exciting, Sharon. Well, thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to switch to another caller since we've got a long string of people who'd like to connect with Sharon. Only about 15 minutes left. Area code 781, you are on the air. Hello, area code. Your area code would be 781. Hello?
They're listening to the show. You can hear you in the background.
Oh, great. So you don't have a question for Sherry?
Hello?
So I don't believe she has a question for Sherry. Let's go to the next person and see if they would like. Area code 937, do you have a question for Sherry? Would like to talk with her?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Shoot.
Tell us a little bit about your situation, and I'll be looking at your voice.
Well, I was diagnosed in 1999 with Parkinson's. I was dragging my left foot and broke. I've been pretty well able to keep it under control with medication, but yet there's issues that I can't get over and get around. I had a total hip replacement in 06, and was in the hospital last winter with a urinary tract infection. And I have a power wheelchair. I'm trying to wean off of that and walk again, but I have issues with pretty dyskinesia, freezing up big time. And so I'm just trying to figure out what's next and where to go from here.
Okay, I have only 400 hits, but that's okay. Dyskinesia is usually associated with the note of D. They usually like or hate the color orange, but orange opposite would be G-sharp, so a shade of blue. This is a very private man, a very proud man, because his stuff is in intellectual mode. There's no emotion in here. But you will not get close to this man unless he wants you to. Very private. But his kidneys are in stress. His use of minerals are in stress. His use of B vitamins are in stress. But we're not really getting the full flavor because he's just not letting it all out here. I'm only getting a little bit on each end. So the middle of his chart is missing. Dopamine is down. Serotonin's down. Norepinephrine's down. Kidney function's down. Use of minerals is down. Cholesterol is stressed. B5 is stressed. Dopamine receptors. And it just can't be that many problems. So caller number 3, if you would send me 2 vocal prints or get in touch with the office tomorrow and find out how to do that, so we can do some recordings when it's more private.
Okay.
That might be a good thing. Or if you'll tell me who you are beforehand, next Tuesday evening on Happy Hour, you get in touch with me through my SherryEdwards@gmail.com, and we'll do your stuff on the air, and we'll call you George or Harvey, so nobody will know who you are.
Okay, George is my grandpa's name, so.
We have a map on our website. Go to healthoptions.com and to clinical services on the right-hand side, kind of down low, and there's a map there, so you could see if somebody who does this is actually in your area. And if they haven't had this special training for Parkinson's, we can do the preliminaries, and then they can give you the information on the sounds. But I just didn't get enough out of your vocal print to tell me where I'm going. Or you're very, very tough, and you got a lot of issues, but you're just toughing it out.
Right.
Well, you're very kind to call in, and although Sherry doesn't have a specific recommendation for you, it sounds like you've got an action plan of what you might consider doing next.
Okay. Yeah.
So I really thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for being on the air and helping.
He's got some inability to use zinc, and zinc is about the healing process, and he's got a problem with a form of B12 for the muscles called etiocobalamin. Now, Roche owns the patent to that, and they won't release it in the United States, but you can buy it in Canada. Etiocobalamin, etiocobalamin, and it's the form of B12 made in the gut, particularly from muscles. So those two things for him, the zinc and the etiocobalamin, that's what I want to look at.
Oh, wonderful. So there are two very specific recommendations for him to pursue. Area code 503, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, yes, thank you for taking my call. Calling from Oregon, and I was diagnosed about 2 months ago. So I'm just trying to get my head around this still, and I've always been in the alternative health field, working as a massage therapist, and am no longer able to work, so I am currently unemployed and no health insurance, and applying for services. But I'm very interested in alternative health care other than just taking prescriptions.
I have a little bit, caller number four. You have allergies, and it's some kind of allergy that's attacking your wet, moist tissues, like your sinuses or your bronchioles, and that's causing you fatigue. So not to be able to get up and do what you really want to do. So I would, one, first run you through allergies. Is there
allergy testing?
Well, we can do it for you. And if you go download nanovoice.org, you can do your own allergy testing because there's a two-hour course there and graphs and everything else that will tell you how to use this free program. And people say, you know, it's free. It must not be any good. You know, there's over 100,000 people that have downloaded this program, and they're happy with it, and they're using it. And it's our gift to help people get started in self-health. But you just don't have the energy from the very depths of you to do what you need to do. So we'd run you through allergies. We'd run you through fatigue. And we just get your body back up and fighting again. Then we'd look at the Parkinson's. But you are not processing dopamine, so we've got to look at something like L-DOPA or something else that's going on in your system. But we just need to get your fight back.
I have had a lot of fatigue the last couple of years, and also they noted I have a vitamin D deficiency as well.
Well, we can see it. Come in next week to Happy Hour. We'll do you right on the air. Or you can go to our site, look under Clinical Services. That'll tell you how to send us some vocal prints, which is a lot more accurate than doing it on the air. But we could get close. Or just call the office and talk to Ken, 740-698-9119. And it sounds like we need to do the first one for you, because you just, your energy is just so depleted that even if we showed you how, we really need to do it and deliver it to you and say, here, this is your next step. And you are so sensitive, we need to take it easy. And you're really down on yourself because you thought you could really push yourself, and you just gotten to the point where there's nothing left.
I'm sorry, what was that phone number again?
740-698-9119.
Thank you very much.
We're going to bring practitioners with us to Santa Fe. So we're hoping that we can have everyone with their reports and their root cause of Parkinson's before they leave this workshop. And you could join us online. I don't think you have the energy to get there, but if you could even join us for Happy Hour, that's just 1 hour next Tuesday evening. You go to soundhealthoptions.com. Go down the side, and there's a little orange postage stamp kind of thing. It says Happy Hour. And you click on it, and it'll give you the link on how to get there. And I think there is a Parkinson's archive on there that you could watch. I'm not sure. There's like 30 or 40 archives, so just move down through and see what's there. But you can kind of see what we do and understand it. You can look at the reports and give me a heads up, and we'll try to work in next Tuesday.
Great. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome.
Thanks so much for calling in. Area code 928, you are on the air. So it's area code, your phone area code 928. You're on the air. Would you like to talk with Sherry now? Area code 928. Hello? Are you there? Let's check somebody else. Area code 724. Would you like to talk with Sherry?
Well, that's me. I'm still listening.
Oh, great. Okay. So I believe if area code 928 does not want to talk. Area code 928, did you want to talk with Sherry?
Yes, we're here. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes. Great. Hello.
Okay. Yes, hello. This is my father would like to say something.
Well, just tell us about your situation and we'll monitor.
Talk.
I've got Parkinson's. I'm 93 years old, so things don't go very good. It's
hard to get up.
It's hard to get up off of a chair. Certain chairs are better than others. It's got a little spring in them. And my fingers are almost like they're dead. I can't hardly hold anything. It slips away from my grasp, and then I gotta kind of pick it up, unless I get one of these picker uppers.
Where are you located, caller? What state are you in?
Arizona.
We have people in Phoenix. But I need to look at you for the measles virus. It looks like you have a measles virus that didn't do what it was supposed to do, and it's rapidly munching on your nerve fibers and causing peripheral neuropathy, it looks like. Your nerves are just shot and dead. We need to look at that. We need to look at some of the lining of your bowel, too, because that's stressed somehow. I really need, yours is nerves, just nerve issues. But there's something called BHMT, which is a genetic issue that helps with dimethyl and trimethylglycine, and it's from the inability to use methionine and glutathione. Daughter, you can go to your local health food store. You can get reduced glutathione, and you can get enzymes for methionine. They're both amino acids, methionine,
mm-hmm.
and glutathione, glutathione, I believe. But I also believe your father has an inability to change sulfites into good sulfur. So we'd like to look at his voice, too, if you could get in touch with us.
Sure.
Sulfur would be in eggs. Does he have a problem with penicillin?
Not that we know of.
Okay, that's usually one of the indicators. But sulfites are in beer and bacon and lunch meat and all those kinds of things. That really can mess up the ability to use methionine and glutathione. Well, it can mess up the inability, the ability to use B vitamins, which our caller before this, she's not processing her Bs. We need to look at the sulfur in her system. B-sharp and the liver is stressed. The throat and lungs are stressed with your dad, and there's some kidney stress.
Okay. Alrighty. Generalizations. We do work with a naturopath who can give him glutathione, but at this point he's not able to use it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
He lacks enzymes to be able to use his nutrients.
Okay. All right. Well, we should call in then to the office for like happy hour then, it sounds like.
You can do that, or if we can get you in the course so you can take care of him, that would be great too.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, I will look into it further. Thank you.
Great.
I'm Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. This is the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show. My guest today has been Sherry Edwards. Sherry, you have made some remarkable suggestions for all the callers, some action steps they can take to see if they can't find some relief from their symptoms. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to do this work on the show today.
I loved it. It's been great. Let's get those centers set up so we can help everybody.
That sounds good. So Sherry Edwards will be one of the presenters at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe, New Mexico. She's coming all the way from Ohio, as are people coming from England and Europe and Alaska and Hawaii. People are coming from all over the world. And we invite you, too, to join us at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. We'll be convening our celebration on the evening of Thursday, February 21st, at the La Fonda Hotel. Registration per person is only $200 for the full 4 days of experience. The individuals who are providing individual consultations and therapies and treatments can be basically you can reserve appointments with them in advance. And they are all offering their services at outrageously discounted prices. So we're talking about 50%, 60%, 70% less than you would normally have to pay if you were to see them individually in their home states. So it's a remarkable opportunity to have new experiences, to explore new options that are helping individuals reverse the symptoms that they currently experience that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. I will be putting up on the Summit website information about Sherry Edwards' training program, which will follow the summit. That will be Monday and Tuesday, an amazing opportunity to learn how to do these analyses yourself so that you can basically help yourself get well. It's a remarkable opportunity, and I invite everybody to seriously consider that as one of your options. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound until next week, when we will have the Foot Whisperer on the show. Randy Eady from Florida will be my guest, and he'll be talking about what a foot whisperer does and the amazing things he is discovering in working with individuals who currently experience Parkinson's symptoms. Randy Eady will also be one of the guests presenters at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit, and somebody that you very, very well may want to make an appointment with in advance. So we are here on the shores of the Puget Sound as I speak, live and in person in Olympia, Washington, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly and genuinely loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this radio show today, that you indeed are on the road to recovery. Connect with me at any time. The toll-free number is 877-526-4646. The main website where you can connect to all of the other websites that we support is parkinsonsrecovery.com. I look forward to connecting with you on the show next week, if not earlier. Good day.